Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a great time to call us. You can participate by calling 877-726-8255. Your questions, as always, are welcome, related to medicine, health, nutrition, supplements, anything you like in the realm of intelligent medicine. 877-726-TALK. We're ready to receive your phone calls. But we got lots to talk about this week, and we'll be sharing some of the big stories of the week with you this hour and next. And I just want to give a shout-out to one of our new radio affiliates. You know, we're heard across the country, and of course we're streamed wherever you are across the world. Our podcasts are available, and you can check out the live stream, as many of you are right now, through the miracle of modern streaming. Radio isn't just about local radio stations anymore, but we have quite a few affiliates across the country, and we just added one. We're proud to note that our Radio America team just cleared WHNZ-AM in the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida market for intelligent medicine. Just in time for you snowbirds who are headed south in advance of the Arctic weather. And that program will air Sundays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, effective this week. So welcome, WHNZ, to our family of affiliates. 877-726-8255 is our number. We've got, as I said, many stories to share with you. And first of all, are you metabolically healthy? Well, you know, from the standpoint of disease, maybe you're well, but maybe you are metabolically unhealthy, which puts you at risk for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, inflammatory disorders, neurodegenerative disorders. So they just did a study, University of North Carolina, School of Global Public Health, did a survey, and the results are discouraging. Just 12% of American adults are metabolically healthy, according to this study. That means a vast portion of the population is at greater risk of developing diabetes, heart disease, and other dangerous health conditions over time. So just 12%, that's 1 in 8. So how do you know if you're metabolically healthy? Well, the story doesn't give you guidelines unless you look at the original research. The five factors identified as indicators of good or bad metabolic health are blood glucose, triglycerides, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or HDL, blood pressure, and waist circumference. They say if adults can maintain optimal levels of these indicators without medication, they're deemed metabolically healthy. But what are those optimal levels? Well, I did a little deeper dive and I checked out what their criteria were, and they are as follows. So get your pencil and paper handy and write down these statistics. First of all, to qualify as metabolically healthy, you had to not be on blood pressure medication or diabetes medication or heart medication. That in itself disqualified you from being metabolically healthy, because obviously if you're on medication, you're being treated for your metabolic unhealth. Okay? So the criteria are as follows. Blood glucose is not based on single blood glucose obtained during an ordinary blood test, like a glucose of 100. Actually, they do say that a glucose under 100 is a required statistic here. But hemoglobin A1C of less than 5.7 is a qualifier for metabolic health under these guidelines. Triglycerides under 150. And we here think that triglycerides should be 100 or even 80. As a sign of metabolic health, but they're a little more lenient. Triglycerides should be less than 150. HDL, well, it varies from males to females. For men, the requirements are a little less stringent than for women. Greater than 40 for men, greater than 50 for women. blood pressure, 120 over 80. That's the standard demarcation of normal blood pressure. And when it comes to waist circumference, it's less than 40 inches for men. That's pretty lenient. And for women, less than 34 inches. And they say that if you can maintain optimal levels of these indicators without meds, because if you get there with medication, let's say your blood pressure is 120 over 80, but you're on three different meds, no, that's no good. Cholesterol, yeah, artificially lowered. Although they don't look at LDL here, they look at HDL, which isn't too much affected by medications. They say the study fills a gap. We wanted to know how many American adults really meet the guidelines for all of these risk factors and are within optimal levels for disease prevention and health. Well, it turns out only 1 in 8 Americans, unfortunately, meet those guidelines. We hope you do. And if you don't, there are natural ways of getting there through exercise, through diet, through supplements. You can optimize your metabolic health and join the 12% of Americans who are actually healthy. And here's some insights into a simple test that can determine your likelihood to suffer from cardiovascular disease. It's a simple at-home test, and it's a test that I underwent for much of my adult life until I moved to an elevator building, which was about 20 years ago. But for much of my adult life, I lived in a fifth-floor walk-up in Greenwich Village. Yeah, it was very quaint. The neighborhood was great, but it was an old building from the 1890s, and as often happens in the village, there's no room for an elevator, and I was on the top floor, which is a good thing, because I was above it all, had a little bit of a view, but I had to go up 5 flights to get to my apartment, so on a daily basis, I did this test. The test is, see if you can climb 4 flights of stairs at a fast pace in under a minute without having to stop. If you can do it, you have a good functional capacity, and if not, it's a sign you need more exercise. In this study, over 12,000 participants with known or suspected coronary artery disease underwent treadmill exercise echocardiograms, and their effort levels were measured in METs, and the study defined good functional capacity as achieving a maximal workload of 10 METs. Well, that's the equivalent of being able to climb 4 flights of stairs in about 45 to 55 seconds. That's 10 METs, or metabolic equivalents, which is a common measure of exercise output in athletes. Athletes achieve enormously high levels of METs. But all you need to do is achieve a 10 MET threshold, and then you're pretty much home free when it comes to cardiovascular disease. It turns out that for each MET they achieved during the exercise test, it was associated with a 9% lower risk of cardiovascular disease, a 9% lower risk of cancer death, a 4% lower risk of other causes of death. In people with poor functional capacity, you couldn't get up the stairs, 4 flights of stairs. The death rate from heart disease was almost 3 times higher, and cancer deaths were almost double compared to participants who had good exercise capacity. So another way of saying this is 30 minutes a day of breathlessness, not crushing chest pain, not gasping like a fish out of water, but just out of breath. That's what you need to challenge your cardiovascular system to prevent cardiovascular disease. The latest exercise guidelines suggest at least 2.5 hours to 5 hours a week of moderate intensity exercise, or 1 hour and 15 minutes to 2.5 hours of intense activity every week. Most people can find the time to do that, and that could make a huge difference in terms of lowering our heart disease and cancer death rates. Our number, 877-726-8255. So call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And I'm very happy to say that I am now firmly ensconced in a beautiful new office here in Manhattan. Come see us. Find out about becoming a patient at drhoffman.com. And let's take a call now. By the way, our number, 877-726-8255 for questions today. And it's Carol in Manhattan. Welcome.
I'm a regular Saturday listener. Wouldn't miss your program for anything.
Thank you so much.
I've been taking modified citrus pectin for years now, and it's really because of cancer, but I know it's a detoxifier and so forth. So my first question is, how much do you like modified citrus pectin so that it will allow the cancer not to grow further? And then is there a particular brand? There's two brands. One is Echo, from Echonugenics, which is very mm-hmm. expensive, you know, called Pectisol C, and the other is from Nutricology. Is there a mm-hmm. difference between the two, or are they the same?
I can't vouch for their the fact that they're identical. I know that the original brand is called Pectisol, and that's from Echonugenics. Nutricology, I guess, makes an alternative. I hope it's the same thing. I can do a little due diligence and find out. What it is, for our listeners who don't know what we're talking about, modified citrus pectin is thought to be useful in the prevention and treatment of metastatic cancer, especially solid tumors like melanoma, cancers of the prostate, colon, and breast. And I've used it for quite a long time, for at least 20 years. And it, unlike pectin, just regular pectin, because you could, I mean, some people say, well, why buy this expensive stuff? You know, just eat some applesauce. You're going to get some fruit pectin. In fact, pectin is known to, folks who make, homemade jams and jellies. You know, you put pectin in there, to give it, that sort of jelly-like consistency. And it's a soluble fiber, but you can modify the pectin. That's why it's called modified citrus pectin. To express what are called galactose binding lectins. These things, block, certain compounds that promote cancer adhesion. In other words, when cancer spreads, it's got a stick. The cells go circulating through the body, and, you know, merely because they circulate around doesn't necessarily mean that they stick and adhere to other parts of the body. So part of that adhesion process is thought to be blocked by modified citrus pectin. Carol, what are you taking it for? What type of cancer are you trying to prevent the recurrence of?
I had breast cancer, but that's now 12 years ago.
Okay.
But my husband also is taking it, and he had prostate cancer. which now may be a little bit, he took various things, but he had a test recently, and it showed that it had two, it lit up in his lung in a very small area.
Possibility of spread. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, modified citrus pectin, at least theoretically, should help to prevent spread. I mean, it's not fail-safe. It's not 100%. It's, you know, one among the many supplements that I would give to someone who is attempting to prevent a cancer recurrence. I'm still up on it. I've not changed my opinion of it, that it's somehow now less plausible or worthless. But, you know, as you state, your husband taking it has seen a recurrence. That's possible. By continuing to take it, he may make it less likely that the cancer will grow or spread. You know, I think we can say that much for it. Okay. And as to the fact of whether they're identical, those two products, I'll look into it because I know both companies, and we can find out if those claims are authentic. Thanks for your call, Carol. We have a question from Martha in Canada. Hey, Martha, how are you doing?
Hello, fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, so nice
to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I seem to have a couple of things going at the moment, but one of them, the doctor said that I am ready to explode because I have high cholesterol.
Right.
So he put me on Crestor 5 milligrams for a month and then to see him again in a month's time.
Right.
So that he can up it, probably. But I'm not understanding the numbers because our numbers are different than the American.
Ah, yes. It's lost in translation because you up there use this very strange system that for some reason the entire world uses, unlike America. You know, it's just, what's the matter with you guys? You're just not getting with the program. We Americans use feet, inches, and you guys use this crazy metric system with kilometers and centimeters and millimeters and these crazy cholesterol. Well, you know, where cholesterol is 6 or 7 is a high cholesterol. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold for a minute because I'd like to answer your question fully. When we return, we'll talk about converting the metric system, which results in really crazy test results for people outside the country. You listen to this program and you say, keep your cholesterol under, you know, whatever, you know, 200. Your cholesterol might be 6, 7, or 8 and still pose a problem in Canada. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll return with a question about cholesterol in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255 for questions about medicine, health, vitamins, supplements, you name it when it comes to Intelligent Medicine. I got a call from Martha in Canada who's confused because, well, they're using that godforsaken metric system. What's up with that? I mean, you know, kilometers and kilos. Hey, Martha, how you doing?
I'm okay. Yeah, I know.
I'm just pulling your chain a little bit there. What's the temperature up there in Canada, by the way? You're way up there in what province?
I'm in Ontario, which is the most southern part. I will tell you it's 30 degrees. I won't say that it is 1 degree.
It's 1 degree. Yeah. Well. Okay. It's either centigrade or Fahrenheit, and yeah, you know, the 30 degrees Fahrenheit is -1 centigrade, right?
Yeah, something like that. I don't even understand it. See, we are a border town with Detroit, so
oh, okay.
for us, it stayed the same, Fahrenheit.
Okay. But so your cholesterol's high. And I just looked something up, and it's interesting. When we do a conversion between the system that the rest of the world uses, certainly countries that are based on the European and the UK model, including Canada, British Commonwealth and all that stuff, when you have a cholesterol of 7, boy, that sounds crazy. Cholesterol that low? Oh, my goodness, you're going to die. No, actually, cholesterol of 7 in that system is equivalent to an American cholesterol of 270. Okay, so you get the idea. So you want to run some numbers by me?
Oh, golly, yeah. Then okay. I am a time bomb. My total cholesterol is 9.41.
Yeah, that is really high. So let's put that into our calculator here. Cholesterol 9.41, and we hit the calculation, and that's 364 in U.S. terms. That is a very high cholesterol. And, okay, so your doctor put you on medication to lower it, and did it lower it?
I just started on it. Now, my HDL and LDL, don't they have anything to do with it, though?
They absolutely do. They absolutely do. And what is your HDL?
Well, there are two HDLs. One, it says HDL 2.18, and the non-HDL is 7.23.
Okay, well, let's look at that, the HDL that is the HDL, not the non-HDL. So it's 2.48, did you say?
2.18.
Okay. So 2.18 HDL is actually pretty high. That's about an HDL of 84. So here's the thing. It is unwarranted for your doctor to say that you're going to explode, because that's not a good thing to say to a patient, because doctors carry a lot of weight, and it's like the crack of doom. It is potentially hazardous to have such a high cholesterol, but it is balanced by an HDL that's fairly high. What I've found is, I have a patient like you in my practice, and she has remarkably high cholesterol often in the mid to high 300s. And, a few years ago, I asked the question, well, it sounds like you're really at high risk for cardiovascular disease. Let's check to see whether you have plaque in your coronary arteries. We did something called an EBT heart scan, which is a low radiation CT scan of the coronary arteries. And we found that she had zero plaque. And so I said, okay, well, we don't have to put you on a statin, but, we should do some things to lower your cholesterol, make sure you exercise and make sure that you eat a good diet, and we'll give you some natural things to lower your cholesterol. And lo and behold, we lowered your cholesterol to about 325. And 5 years later, I said, well, I want to make sure that we're not in a fool's paradise here, that we haven't allowed you to develop plaque because of not putting you on a statin. So we repeated the EBT heart scan in 2018, and guess what? We have zero plaque. So there are sometimes ineffable factors that relate to some things that we can see, like a patient's normal weight or normal blood pressure or lack of diabetes, but also maybe some genetic factors or some blood factors that are protective against cardiovascular disease that some people have. And so we can't always assume that merely because your cholesterol is high, we have to lower it. So, often we do. Often it is a risk factor, but we're not doing you much good if you don't have very much plaque to begin with. So I don't know what the availability of the test is in Canada. Maybe if you hop over the border into Michigan, you can get an EBT heart scan relatively economically and find out if you have plaque. And if you do, lower your cholesterol by whatever means, even with a medication. But if you have zero plaque or minimal plaque, you don't need to pull the trigger on it. That's the way I would handle you as a patient. Or hop down to New York, get a second opinion. I'm sorry?
What is apolipoprotein B? That is high also.
Yeah, it's also a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. It's associated with the bad kind of LDL cholesterol. But other things you can do, various ways you can slice and dice LDL. You can do particle size. You can find out if the particles are large and fluffy, which is good, or if they're small and dense, which is bad. There are various additional tests that can shed light on your risk. That's part of a comprehensive cardiovascular evaluation. I never reflexly put patients on statins merely because their cholesterol is high. It involves a little more thought and consideration. And pay some attention to this, but please don't be so fearful that this doctor put this voodoo curse on you that you're about to explode. It's not necessarily so. That's sort of paint-by-numbers medicine. And that's not the way we do it here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877 726 800-273-8255. We invite your phone calls. And did you know there is now a confirmed link between vitamin D deficiency in newborns and an increased risk of schizophrenia later in life? Now, where did newborns get their vitamin D? Well, they get their vitamin D from moms in utero during the pregnancy, but they also get their vitamin D from moms via, hopefully, via breastfeeding. And if they can't for some reason breastfeed, they should be getting vitamin D supplementation. Interesting study. Researchers report that those born with a vitamin D deficiency had a 44% increased risk of being diagnosed with schizophrenia as adults. Now, this is not to say that schizophrenia is all about vitamin D. What they did, a statistical analysis of all the factors that might account for schizophrenia. And what they found was there were many factors, including, for example, folate supplementation. Folate supplementation may also be preventive of schizophrenia and many other factors, whether mom suffers from an illness during pregnancy may have an impact, and on it goes. There's certain genetic factors, but they say that the vitamin D alone could account for 8% of the cases of schizophrenia in this cohort from the country of Denmark. So make sure during pregnancy, get your vitamin D levels checked. If your vitamin D levels are low, take ample amounts of vitamin D, more than in most prenatal vitamins, because these may supply 800 international units. That's a paltry amount of vitamin D. When advising my patients and family members who are pregnant, I recommend as much as 5,000 international units of vitamin D. And the babies turn out great. we'll wait till adulthood. But so far, so good. We've got some champion babies coming out of our practice. 877-726-8255 is our number. The all-nighter. You know, I'm pulling an all-nighter, as we used to do. We thought it was heroic. We thought it was heroic because, you know, the more you studied, the more time you spent with your nose in a book, even if you sometimes fell into the book and started snoring, at least you're pouring facts into your brain. And yeah, there was a lot of memorization in med school, and you had to memorize the different parts of the anatomy, chemical reactions, drug effects, all that stuff had to be memorized so that we could regurgitate it on exams. And we would pull all-nighters. But here's an interesting study. They offered an 8-hour sleep challenge to patients who were about to undertake final examinations. Now, the sleep challenge meant that they would get extra points on their exams if they actually managed to log 5 nights of 8 hours of sleep during final exam week. Okay, and the number of students who actually do that ordinarily is less than 10%. Fewer than 10% of undergraduates maintain the recommended average of 8 hours a night, or even the recommended minimum of 7 hours, according to previous research. So how do you get them to not cram or not party and sleep the requisite amount? Well, they gave them extra credit on their exams. And what they found is, you know, even compensating for the extra credit, I mean, yeah, they did better because they got extra credit, but forget the extra credit, they did better on their exams when they slept more, and probably that involved studying less. Nonetheless, their performance was better on exams. And this really should put to rest this hallowed practice of students pulling an all-nighter where students cut their sleep. The effects are obvious. They have trouble paying attention during class. They aren't as productive during class time. And they can't retain because memory retention is accentuated by a process called memory consolidation. The stuff you learn in the daytime is embedded and reinforced during sleep. Sleep is an essential ingredient for keeping those memories in your head. And imagine how much better I would have done had I actually slept. I'm sleeping well now, and maybe why this program is higher quality than some of my exam results during college and medical school. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And let's talk about a new technique for sniffing out cancer. And we've seen CAT scans, we've seen PET scans, we've seen CT PET scans. But here's the ultimate PET scan. Headline, dog sniffs out her owner's ovarian cancer 3 times, and she's right on the nose. That's no play on words, because a Siberian husky has found ovarian cancer in its owner, first when it initially occurred, and then detected 2 recurrences of the disease. So it's the ultimate PET scan. The owner from Madison, Wisconsin, Stephanie Herfel, says, quote, "I owe my life to that dog. She's really been a godsend to me. She has never been wrong. The first time was in 2013, a year after Stephanie moved to Wisconsin from her native California. The husky named Sierra was 9 months old when Stephanie received her in 2011 from her son in the Air Force, who was leaving for overseas duty. She put her nose on my lower belly and sniffed so intently that I thought I spilled something on my clothes. She did it a second and then a third time, and the third time Sierra went and hid. I mean, hid. Stephanie had been feeling pain in her abdomen. An emergency room doctor called her an ovarian cyst and sent her home with a narcotic pain medication, but Sierra came up with a different diagnosis, which she tried to communicate by freaking out and rolling up in a tight ball in the back of a closet. So her owner was kind of freaked out, and she made an appointment with a gynecologist in a matter of weeks, and after some blood work and with an ultrasound, she was rendered a diagnosis of ovarian cancer. So she was given chemotherapy, and it worked for a while. But then in 2015, Sierra hit again, and Stephanie feared the worst, and she was right. Cancer had returned, and initially was treated successfully. But once again in 2016, Sierra, the Siberian husky, freaked out, and that led to a diagnosis of a third cancer recurrence. So it really is something, too. And this is not the only time I've shared a story like this with you. That really is something about animals sensing or smelling in some way
divining that a patient has cancer. And this is encouraging. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to have assistance animals, service animals, for cancer necessarily. Actually, I saw something very interesting during a recent trip to Seattle. I saw a woman with a service dog, and I asked, what type of service dog is that? And she said, this is a service dog for my diabetes. And I said, really, what does a service dog do for diabetes? And she said, this dog can determine when my blood pressure, my blood sugar is going too low, because diabetics inject with insulin, and blood sugar can go low and cause a blackout or disorientation. So it is useful to have an early warning of that, and that's what the service dog provides. And I said, does it work? She said, absolutely. This dog can really sense when my blood sugar is getting low, and that reminds me to do a finger stick and check to see whether I need to eat something to restore my blood sugar to normal. And just on the very same trip, I was in a public bathroom, and a guy sidled up next to me with a dog, which is a little unusual, you know, a dog in a men's room. And I noticed the dog had a service, you know, designation on it, service animal. And so, you know, standing next to the guy in the men's room, you know, you have a conversation at the urinals. And I said to him, looked over my shoulder, I said, well, what sort of service animal is that? He said, well, I have PTSD. And that's post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's a PTSD service animal. So pets in medicine, it's not just about more sophisticated PET scans. It's about real-life help from animals in literally sniffing out disease. Here's an item for those of you who suffer from frequent fatigue, and it's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. Why does it work on fatigue in such a broad-based way? Well, it works on the mitochondria. It offers nutritional support for mitochondrial energy production. It's NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs damaged cells. And clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. Now, you've heard me talk for a long time about a product called Propax with NT factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT factor. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT factor for years, and I prescribe it to my patients. And now you can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't forget the coupon code Hoffman at checkout for the buy one, get one free offer. So this item suggests that we really need to check the physical activity of kids at a younger age than was thought, because ordinarily, the view is that kids stop being active perhaps in adolescence or pre-adolescence. But a new study suggests that physical activity drops earlier than expected in childhood. This study was published this month in the medical journal Pediatrics. What they found was that a decline in physical activity and an increase in sedentary behavior begins at around 6 years of age. That's earlier than previously thought. And that's a concern, because these kids need to move. They need to be active to avert obesity and type 2 diabetes, which is increasing among kids, and ultimately the fate of becoming obese, physically unfit adults. So focusing earlier, childhood interventions to exercise is a high priority. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.